Now here's an old-fashioned rail fence. We used to go up on the mountain when my dad did. I never did split in the rails. We'd go up there and we had lots of chestnut trees and good oaks on the mountains over there. Mm-hmm. And they'd split rails. And the fence went like this.
Mm-hmm. Zigzagging then.
Now those fences, we'd start with one, we call that the ground rail, usually the larger than the other, if it's convenient. And then we'd build them anywhere from 10 to lay the corner of one here, and then raise that and on around.
Mm-hmm. And about how many rails high?
Usually from 8 to 10. Okay. 10 to hold bad cattle, and those that weren't so bad.
Okay. And what was the name that you had for this kind of fence?
We called them, let me see now. Sometimes, most often, they were put on the lines between different farms, and we called them line fences then.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, we called them line. Mm-hmm. Because it was on the land lines between mm-hmm. the different farms and different lots of land.
All right. Well, did you ever just call them rail fences?
Rail fences, sometimes, yes. Mm-hmm. So we'd designate them that way, if it was on the fellow's own particular ground. Mm-hmm. But when, as I said, at that time, nearly every farm was a unit of its own, mm-hmm. you know, not connected by anything else. So that's what we'd put our fences on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
It's over there on the line fence, you know where it was, you know.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. I hadn't heard them call that before. What are some other kinds of wood fences?
Well, we had what we call, to go back to the more crudely, many times we'd want to put a particular fence here to house the old cow and the little yearlings, and we'd cut bushes. Start out here in the woods, and we'd cut and let the tops go all one way. We called that a brush fence.
Uh-huh.
And by golly, it's turn cattle.
And it was just made out of bushes?
Bushes, that's all. No, just cut as you go.
For goodness sake, well, I can't draw a picture of that.
No, but it's so now. Yeah,
and you call it a brush fence?
Brush fence,
okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now, what about some fences maybe around a house?
We call them picket fences. This way, you know.
With the points up at the top?
Points at the top. That's okay. What we term the picket fence.
Now, is that a...
A yard enclosure.
Is that more or less what a picket fence is?
That's
like?
Exactly right. We had about a 12-inch board to go to the bottom, and the picket went on top.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay.
Picket's about 2 inches broad and 1 inch thick, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there was space between
space,
the pickets.
That's exactly right, about
okay.
the same width.
Well now, are there different, do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences, or are all rail fences pretty much alike?
Well, generally speaking, they were. However, we did have a fence that when we got to where we could buy nails cheaper and rails got scarcer, we'd set posts like we do steel fencing today,
mm-hmm.
and we'd take three, space them, some 18 inches apart,
mm-hmm.